and waiting on the bell ringer. If you're the bell ringer, you're never late. You realize that? All right. We are certainly happy to have each and every one here this evening. We've got some visitors. We're glad to have you. And tonight we are finishing up the invasion and conquest with some questions tonight, and then Jimmy will finish up some more questions on Sunday, and it's kind of a review included in it. So we'll go ahead and get started here, and we begin. God actually molded a nation from the descendants of who? Number, oh, by the way, this is number one, this is number two, and that's number three. So when I point out one, two, or three, we get an answer from one, two, or three, see. So, number one, who did he mold a nation from? The descendants of who? Abraham. Very good. All right. And that gives you the answer there. All right. Very good. What all, and this is not even up there, and I'm not even going to charge you for it. What three promises did he make to Abraham? Two? Land? Seed? And nation. Very good. All right. So, as we move along, the Israelites were oppressed by the Egyptians until the, what period? Number three, what period? They were oppressed by Egypt until the Exodus. Very good. All right. The Exodus. Okay. God heard their cry for what, number one? What were they wanting? To be freed, delivered from the oppression that was there. All right. Okay. So, we find that the children of Israel left Egypt and they were headed to Mount Sinai. And as they got there, then we find that he would be their God if they would be his, and I answered that one for you, if they would be his people, I'm sorry. But many, many times we saw this very same thing that God said to his people. If you will be my people, I'll be your God. You know, or I'll be your God, you be my people. So God appeared to them on Mount Sinai and gave the what, number two? What did he give on Mount Sinai? The ten commandments. Very good. All right. So he gave the ten commandments. And next question, the first promise to Abraham, the nation promise, was what had actually taken place at this point. The nation promise was fulfilled. Very good. All right, so it was fulfilled, and it was completed. All right, so we're told that somebody's going to lead the people across the Jordan River and conquer the land of Canaan. Who was that, number three? Who was going to lead Israel into the land of Canaan? Come on. Who? Joshua. All right, good. All right. All right, so we find that this is where the Israelites actually camped just on the east side of the Jordan River, right across from Jericho, and right just above Moab and just to the west of Ammon. God will drive out the Canaanites because they are very what? What were they? What kind of people were they? Very wicked. Very wicked people. All right. Very good. They were to destroy all of something in the land we find in Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter. What were they to destroy? Number two. Well, the people, but there were some idols. Okay, they would destroy all the idols. Why do you suppose God wanted them to destroy the idols? Number one, that's not up there. All right, he wanted to be their God, and he wanted them to be his people. Very good. All right, so they had defeated somebody on their travel just above where their campsite was on the east side. Who was those two people? Somebody of the Amorites and somebody from Bashan. Number three, who was those guys? Come on. Y'all taking way too long. Who? You're going to have to speak up. Did you say Sihon and Og? Is that who you said? Oh. I got it. Okay. All right. Sihon and Og were the two that they had defeated. What was so unusual about those people? Number one, anybody know? What was kind of unusual about them? Something that they feared way back. They were giants. Yeah. They were giants in that land. And that was one of the things you remember at Kadesh Barnea when they got there. They went up into the land. Oh, we look like grasshoppers. They're giants in the land. And these were the first people they defeated when they got to the area there around Canaan. So they were to wander about 40 years till every man was dead except for who, number two? Everybody died except Joshua and Caleb. Good. That's exactly right. All right. Israel was to tell their something of the mighty deeds of God so they would be faithful in the years to come. Who was it they were to tell? Children. Very good. Exactly right. I didn't even have to call for number one. That's good. All right. Very good. Moses gave a vivid description of the blank and blank that God set before the children of Israel. Ooh, what did he set before them? Told them what was going to happen. Number three, anybody remember what he set before them? Gave them in Deuteronomy. Moses gave it to them. What was it? The three? No. What? The law? Not in Deuteronomy. Blessings and cursing. Very good. All right. He gave them the blessings and the curses that they would be involved in. Blessings if they obeyed and curses if they disobeyed. Very good. All right. If they deserted God, he would do what to them, according to Deuteronomy? He desert them. Neither your blank or blank wore out while they were wandering in the wilderness. Something they had. What was it that did not wear out, number one? Sandals and clothes. All right. Their sandals and clothes did not wear out while they were wandering in the wilderness. Be sure no one turns aside to what after they get in the land. They'd already been warned. We already talked about this. Idols. All right. Very good. All right. Come on a little bit. All right. Blank is now the leader of Israel. Who's leading Israel going into the Canaan? All right. Good. Joshua is. Get up and cross over the, what Joshua said? Cross over what? The Jordan. Very good. All right. As I was with somebody, so I'll be with you. Who fills in that blank? Moses. Very good. That's right. All right. Oh, well, it just flipped on up there. You can lead this people to inherit the land of Canaan. All right. Do not turn to the blank or blank. What was that? left or right, or right or left, either one. That's exactly right. Okay. Joshua prepares to cross over. Well, we already talked about that, Jordan. The tribes of blank, blank, and blank were reminded of their promises to fight the land of Canaan, and because they had got land on the east side. What were those tribes? Reuben, Gad, half-tribe Manasseh. Okay. Y'all are getting weak on me. All right. Reuben, Gad, and half-tribe Manasseh. These tribes had chosen land on the, I already answered that one, on the east side of Jordan. All right. So, two spies were sent to where? Where were they sent? Jericho. Very good. All right. They were hidden by someone and protected from the king's soldiers. Number three, who protected them while they were in Jericho? Come on, speak up. Rahab. All right, that's what I wanted. All right. They knew, the people of Jericho knew that what had happened at the Red Sea, what had happened there? It dried up. And Israel could cross, and Hal and Blank was defeated. Who is Hal? That's Sihon and Og, what it's supposed to be there. Anyway, sorry about that. That's that typist I've got. It was me. The spies did something. Her life for theirs. What did they do? They said that if you will keep us safe, then we will do what? Spare yours, or we'll, if you promise more or less, that the spies promised her life for theirs, basically. Okay. The blank were to lead the way into Jordan, carrying the ark. Who led the way into the Jordan River? The priest. The priest did. They were carrying the ark, you remember. And they stepped in the water. You remember? And the people were told to stay back. How far? Anybody remember? How many feet was it? 3,000 feet. Almost as far as from here to the cemetery up here. Up town, between here and town. That's about half a mile. 3,000 would be a little over that, but it's close to that. So, it was 3,000 feet they were to stay. When the blank feet rested in the water, answer that one. Whose feet rested in the water? The priest. When they rested in the water, they would be cut off and stand in one heap. And the waters began to pile up, and they backed up to the city of Adam. Adam answered that. Yeah. Adam. He's got that one down pat. Yeah, that's good. It backed all the way up to Adam. And we kind of done a little checking on that, and you realize how far up that it would be for it to pile up here and go all the way back up to the city of Adam. It could have been as much as 150 or more feet wall of water there. You think about walking beside a wall of water this is like, what, 35, three times as high as this or more. You know, kind of unbelievable how much it backed up. So, it backed up all the way to Adam. The priest stood on what kind of ground? Who said that? Dry ground. Very good. While Israel passed over. Joshua set up some stones. How many stones did he set up? Good. How do we know it was 12? All right, each tribe was supposed to pick one up, so that made 12 of them. That's exactly right. All right, so on the 14th day of the month, okay, at evening, they kept something. What was that, number three? What did they keep on the 14th day of the month? Well, the first month, actually. Passover. All right. And right after that, on the day after the Passover, okay, Israel ate of the produce of the land and the manna ceased. That means that no more is God going to be responsible to feed them. So they're going to have to get out and find something, right? They're going to have to work the fields and borrow or steal or take or whatever it takes to get their food. Now, they were still right across the Jordan when they first crossed the Jordan. They were still in that area at their campsite. What was their campsite name? That's not up there. What was their campsite name? Number one. Come on. Where'd they camp? Just across the Jordan. Before they got to Jericho. Gilgal. All right. They camped at Gilgal. Now, there was another thing or so that happened just before the Passover. One thing in particular that took place, number two. Does anybody remember what happened just before the Passover was observed? What happened to all of the men? They were circumcised. Why? Have you ever thought about that? Why were they circumcised then? Because the whole time they were in the wilderness wandering, that didn't happen. So you got all the people there, all the men, had not been circumcised during that particular time. How long was that? How long did they wander? 40 years. Now you think about some of those guys, they were, 50-something years old. If they were less than 20 years old, you know, they could have been 50 or close to 60, you know, years old when this took place. So that's not a fun thing when you get to that age in life, you know. So some of them were young, but there were some other ages as well. Okay, so the invasion conquest, what took place there was the central campaign, the southern campaign, and the northern campaign. And, of course, the central campaign was right in the center. That included several cities in the middle part. And then they did in the southern campaign, which is the lower part of Canaan. And then they wound up with the northern campaign, which took care of the northern part. What about the other side, Jordan? I already had it. Good. All right. Very good. Okay, so the city of Jericho covered about how many acres? Number two. Anybody remember how many acres it covered? We kind of compared it to the spot of ground right up here where the Bible school sits. The Bible school has 9 acres, thereabout. Jericho had 7 acres. Well, that's within the wall now. You think about it. That's within the wall. They did their farming and everything outside. So it wasn't just, they did all their farming and everything inside. That was just where the people lived. So it was 7 acres that, Jericho actually covered. They were told to go around how many times each day? Except for the last day. 6 days. How many times did they go around Jericho? All right, once. All right. And then on the 7th day, they were to march around 7 times. All right, very good. Everything in the city was, I already give you that one. It was dedicated to God. What does that mean? What does it mean to be dedicated to God? It cannot be used for themselves in any shape, form, or fashion. Everything in that city went to God. Everything. Okay? Only Blank and her family were saved. What was her name? Rahab. All right, good. Okay, Jericho was considered the blank of the land. This may throw you. Y'all are looking. First fruit. First fruit. That's exactly right. And that means that that was totally dedicated to God. Jericho was to be utterly what? Destroyed. Very good. All right. Achan, he had stolen items in his, where? Number one? In his tent. Okay? Good. Joshua sends spies to Ai. This thing's kind of tricky sometimes. Joshua sends only how many soldiers to Ai? How many did he send? Because he didn't think he's going to need any, very many there. Just a little small place. So how many did he need, number three? How many did he send? Anybody remember? Mm-mm. How many feet did they have to stay back from? Good. 3,000. I was trying to give you a hint. That's good. 3,000 is how many he sent. Well, Joshua, found out what had happened when they got over there and they got defeated. And so what did he do when they came back and told him what happened? What did he do? He rent his clothes and fell on his face. All right. Good. Achan's family were, what happened to them? Number one, what happened to Achan and his family? They were, come on, speak up. Stoned and burned. That's correct. Stoned and burned. After Ai, Israel offered blank offerings and blank offerings. What could that be? Blank offerings and blank offerings. What did they need? What kind of relationship did they need with God at this point? They needed some peace with Him. Okay. This ain't good. I'm sorry, folks. I do something. Either that or Jimmy has to take over. Sorry. All right. So, where was I? They offered, burnt offerings and peace offerings. Half of the people after this time, they went to two mountains. Some of them were on one mountain, some on the other. What was the name of those mountains? All right, Ebal and Gerizim. And there they are. You notice this little section right here. And it's the same thing over here on this mountain as well. What was that kind of like we talked about? Kind of like an amphitheater. Why was that important? Say again. So people could hear. So did you mean they talked from one mountain to the other? Yes, they did. And they shouted, what, from one? The curses. And the other one, the blessings. Yeah. And they went right across the city down below, which was, what's the name of that city? Come on. What is it? Shechem. All right, good. Shechem. It's up there. I don't know how hard is that to read. All right. The blank devised a plan that they came from a far country. As is after they got into the land, this group of people devised a plan. What was those people's name? Anybody remember? Number three, y'all remember? What's that group of people that came to Israel? Gibeonites, all right? They had heard that all the things that had happened to East Egypt, to Sihon and Og, but did not mention the city of what? When they were talking to the Israelites. What city did they not mention? Jericho. All right. Why did they not mention Jericho? Yeah, they wanted to make them think they come from a long ways away. So it was Jericho they did not mention. When we left the blank, something was hot that they had with them. What was it, number one, that they had? Bread. All right. They had bread. And then when they got there, it's all dry and moldy now. So they're trying to persuade Israel to be their cohorts, you might say. The wineskins were filled with new wine, but what now? They are. Because they'd come a long way. These are old and cracked. Yeah, old. All right. The Israelites were convinced by their story and did not seek help from somebody that they should have. Who was it? From Jehovah. 3 days later, Israel found out that they lived nearby and they were the, come on, ring it out. Gibeonites. Yeah, okay, word it. All right, we did it because we have heard how you did what to everyone you meet. What did they do to all the nations that they found, they heard? What did Israel destroy them? Yeah, they destroyed all of them. Well, I didn't give you that one. They were made to be carriers, water carriers and woodcutters, and basically working around what? That's not up. What did they work around? Carrying waters and wood. Where would Israel use a lot of water and a lot of wood? Number one. Where? For offerings. Yeah, right. They had to wash all of those things and they had to have a lot of wood for fires and for the altar. Good. All right. So the Amorite kings gathered together and camped against somebody to make war. Who did they camp against? Who? Who was it? Number one? Three. Who was it that they camped against? Say it again. Amorite? Not the Amorite. It was a nation, all right, but it was Gibeonites. It was the Gibeonites. Because at one point, if you remember, Gibeon was part of their circle, if you want to put it that way, inner circle. And now Gibeon had gone over to Israel for their safekeeping, and so now they're going to come against Gibeon. Gibeon instead called for their new allies, who was their new ally? Israel. Yeah, very good. All right. So, blank gathered his army together. Who was it gathered his army? Army number one. Joshua gathered his army together. Exactly right. And God told him, do not be afraid of them. So Joshua and Israel traveled all something. Night. They traveled all night. And they got there where the battle was to be. However, Jehovah cast down what? Number two, what did he cast down? What? Okay, great stones. We're not real sure it was hailstones, but it could have been. It was some type of great stones that were told that was cast down. And that actually killed more than Israel did. So most of the battle took place in the blank or the rolling hills between the central hill country and the coastal plains. Now, something is in between right there. What is it that's called between the coastal plains and the hill country? What is that area called? No. What'd you say? Shephelah? Is that what you said? I'm sorry. I can't hear very good. Shephelah. Okay. That's exactly what it was. And that's the little area after you get out of the coastal plains. It rises just a little bit. And that's the Shephelah. And then it goes on up into the hill country. All right. The blank stood still this time. What was it stood still? The sun. Yeah. And the moon stayed as well. The blank kings fled before Israel. How many of those kings were there? Five. All right. Five kings. Joshua was told they were hiding in a, what, number two? What were they hiding in? A cave, yes. They were hiding in a cave. And so Joshua called for the chiefs of the men of Israel to put their something on their necks. What did they put on their necks? And number three, anybody remember what they put on their necks? Don't know. Number two, who knows? What did they put on their necks? Their feet. I thought maybe they tripped it back in there. They put their feet on their necks. Why are they putting feet on their necks, number one? Any idea? Why did Joshua have them do that? That was to show them and everybody, we defeated you. Okay. That was a normal thing to do back in those days. So Joshua did it. Not only that, but I think it was at this particular time too that they actually put them on poles. Isn't that right? They put them up on poles. Isn't that right? This time? Was that a different time? I think it's these. I think, if I remember right, I think they did, which is a normal thing to do back then as well. All right, blank ordered the mouth of the cave sealed with stones. Who ordered that? Come on. Well, who ordered it? Come on. Joshua. All right. Five trees. Okay, I thought that was right. What that actually is a pole that they actually impaled in them, and they would stand them up, just like, almost like a cross, almost, you know, in a pole, and they would put all of them up on poles, and then they took them down and throw them in the cave. I thought that was right. Okay, very good. Thank you. This is what blank will do to all your enemies, against Jehovah. That's what Joshua tells Israel. Joshua and Israel returned to their camp at, where was the camp? Gilgal. Alright, good. Y'all remembering pretty good. Jabin, king of Hazor, heard about the conquest over the southern hill country. He heard about what? Israel's conquest. Okay? And so, he wants to do something about it. So he gathered up an army that assembled like the what of the sea? What do we talk about of the sea? What of the sea? Sands of the sea. So he had a big army. You are to do something to their horses. What? Cripple them, basically, is what it actually does. God did not want Israel to depend on either, what? We just named one of them. Horses or chariots. Okay. Israel took many, what? What did they usually get when they would go into battle? Spoils. Okay, they got a lot of spoils in war. God has led them to blank over every king and city that challenged them. What did they get? They a victory over all of them. Okay? God said he would not drive out all of the Canaanites because blank would fill the land. What was it that was going on? The Canaanites were all run out. Wild animals. Very good. All right. The cities of refuge was a safe place for one who did what? Killed a man. Blank killed a man. Accidentally killed someone. Okay? That's good. He said, he shall declare his cause to the ears of the who of the city? The elders of the city. That's what the person who had did this act would have to do at the city of refuge. If any person was found guilty, he would be turned over to the avenger of blood. What would he do? Kill it. Yeah, right. He would execute it. Very good. The cities of blank on the east side were set aside before Moses died. The cities of what? Refuge. They were set up before Moses died. Okay? These cities were part of the Levite inheritance. Yeah, inheritance. All right. That gives you a list of all of the Levite cities right there. 48 of them. Uh-oh, I think I just gave the next one. The Lord commanded that the who get 48 cities. Yeah, I told you that one, Levites. Joshua called all the men from the east side of Jordan to tell them to return home. And reaching the Jordan River, the men decided to build a large something. Altar. Yeah. Anything wrong with building an altar? Yeah, they wasn't supposed to do that, was it? That's what everybody else thought too. Many of the men of war on the west side gathered at where? To go to fight against them for building this altar. Where did they gather? What was the name of the place? Where did the ark stay? At? Shiloh. Yeah, that's where they gathered. What do you mean by building this altar? This is outrageous. Do you not remember the trespass against God at where? Where's the trespass against God? Way back. At Peor. What happened to Peor? Say it again. Moabites. All right. Very good. Yeah. Remember the sin of blank at Jericho. What was his name? Achan. Good. All right. You must be courageous and do all that God has spoken in the... Where did God speak to him? In the law. Okay. Good. Not one thing has blank to come to pass that God has promised. Not one thing has failed. Not one thing has failed that he had promised. Uh-oh. Me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve Jehovah. The bones of who? Joseph were finally buried there in the land of Canaan. This is a list of all the different tribes and where they were located. And anyway, our time is up. And Jimmy's going to try to do twice as much. No, not twice as much. But anyway, that's all. That's where we're going to stop tonight. He'll begin Judges with this same slide, by the way, on Sunday morning. All right. Thank y'all for your comments and answers and so forth. You did a good job tonight. told me exactly how much you know. All right. Thank you all much.